Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Sharp. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The DH, Carlos May. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Rick Reichardt. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Hairman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Leon. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Luis Alvarado. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Steve Stone. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Tim Johnson. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Money. Batting third. The center fielder, Dave May. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fifth. The left fielder, John Briggs. Batting sixth. The DH, Joe LaHewitt. Batting seventh. The catcher, Eli Rodriguez. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Bob Coluccio. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Pedro Garcia. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Jim Slayton. And now, play ball. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp bunts towards the mound. Slayton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kelly. The throw from Rodriguez and he is safe. Kelly steals second. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen strikes out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May takes first base on ball four. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes May. The throw from Hairman and he is out, Alvarado applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May takes first base on ball four. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt hits a fly ball into right field. Coluccio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Hairman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with Slayton covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a fly ball into center field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs takes first base on ball four. Joe LaHewitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHewitt hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hairman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado bunts towards first. Scott fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio hits a fly ball into center field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Melton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-1 in the game. Money hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reichardt. Money reaches second base with a double. Johnson moves to third. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. May hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 0-for-1 in the game. Sharp hits a fly ball into right field. Coluccio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen strikes out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of May. Melton reaches second base with a double. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. May takes first base on ball 4. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0-for-1 in the game. Reichardt hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rodriguez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allen scoops it up and throws to first, with Stone covering, for the out. Two outs. Joe LaHewitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHewitt is 0-for-1 in the game. LaHewitt takes first base on ball 4. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-1 in the game. Rodriguez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5. With the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. the White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-1 in the game. Hermann hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Leon strikes out. Two outs. Luis Alvarado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvarado is 0-for-1 in the game. Alvarado hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Garcia settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 0-for-1 in the game. Coluccio strikes out. One out. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0-for-1 in the game. Garcia strikes out. Two outs. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 0-for-2 in the game. Sharp hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-2 in the game. Allen takes first base on ball 4. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Melton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Money strikes out. One out. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. May takes first base on ball 4. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-2 in the game. Scott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. May moves to third. Terry Forster now pitching. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Briggs strikes out. Two outs. Ollie Brown pinch hits for Joe LaHewitt. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Scott moves to second. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-2 in the game. Rodriguez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. May scores. Scott scores. Brown moves to third. It's 2-0, Brewers. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 0-for-2 in the game. Coluccio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alvarado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0-for-2 in the game. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-2 in the game. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Reichardt moves to second. Two outs. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Leon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0-for-2 in the game. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson bunts towards the mound. Forster fields it and throws to first for the out. Garcia moves to second. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Garcia. The throw from Hermann and he is safe. Garcia steals third. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Money strikes out. Two outs. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. May bunts towards the mound. Forster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta pinch hits for Luis Alvarado. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bucky Dent pinch runs for Jorge Horta. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kelly strikes out. One out. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 0-for-3 in the game. Sharp strikes out. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Allen hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's White Sox, 2, Brewers, 2. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Melton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Bucky Dent now playing second base. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Briggs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Brown strikes out. Two outs. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. May hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0 for 3 in the game. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 3 in the game. Hermann hits a fly ball into right field. Coluccio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 0 for 3 in the game. Coluccio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Forster fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Garcia takes first base on ball 4. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Garcia moves to second. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Money hits a ball on the ground towards second. Dent scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Leon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 0 for 4 in the game. Sharp hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. May hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Briggs takes first base on ball 4. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Briggs. The throw from Hermann and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a line drive towards the mound. Forster reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Melton hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Allen moves to second. Frank Lindsay now pitching. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0-for-4 in the game. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Rodriguez strikes out. One out. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 0-for-4 in the game. Coluccio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Forster fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Garcia strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-4 in the game. Hermann hits a fly ball into right field. Coluccio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0-for-1 in the game. Dent hits a pop-up towards short. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Tim Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson strikes out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. Money hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-3 in the game. With two walks. May hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Forster fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp is 0-for-5 in the game. Sharp bunts towards third. Money fields it and throws to first for the out. Kelly moves to second. One out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Allen is walked intentionally. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. Melton hits a pop-up towards third. Money settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and two walks. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops it up and throws to first, with Lindsay covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Scott takes first base on ball 4. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Briggs bunts in front of the plate. Hermann fields it and throws to first for the out. Scott moves to second. One out. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Scott trying to get to home. Kelly throws the ball into Hermann who tags Scott who's trying to score from second, for the out. Brown moves to second. Two outs. Bob Heise pinch runs for Ollie Brown. Cy Acosta now pitching. Eli Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Rodriguez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Heise scores. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.